Hello, welcome to another Scientology Fair Game, the podcast. Hello, Mikey.
Hi, Lily.
Hey.
Back from New York?
Yes.
Yes.
And back to cold LA?
Cold LA from New York?
Yeah. You know, you expect it in New York. Like, I expect the cold. So then when I come here, back home, I'm like, what? No. I'm not ready for that. No. It's LA.
Yeah. I hear you. I know what
you mean. It's a mental thing.
Yeah, I understand. I understand. That's like the mental thing down here. You know, it's 79 degrees today here. And when it dips down below 70, everybody here wears scarves and gloves and hats and
stuff. Well, at least you get to wear that stuff there because it's not moody there during the holidays. So at least you get to wear a glove once in a while.
Every now and then. But yes. Like when I lived in Colorado, it would be snowing and people would be walking around in shorts and flip-flops.
Yeah.
It's like...
It makes sense to me.
It's a total... You're right. It's a total state of mind.
Yes.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, yes, we are very excited to have one of our favoritest people back with us today. Stephanie Hutchinson. Hello. Welcome.
Oh, my.
So happy to have you back.
I'm so happy to be back. Thank you both for having me.
Now, let's just remind everybody who Stephanie is, Mike, to us.
Stephanie is someone that appeared out of nowhere, frankly. Never a Scientologist. Never had any dog in the fight, so to speak. Mm-hmm. But stepped up and started taking issue with the lies that Scientology tells. Mm-hmm. And has done a remarkable job of documenting and writing, and now she has her own blog called Confront and Shatter, which I will have, obviously, a link on my blog and on fairgamepodcast.com, which addresses a lot of things that Scientology says and shoots huge holes in the lies that they tell.
Right.
And Stephanie has done that with respect to a broad range of stuff, but for me, most importantly, she has personally taken on the issue of the lies that Scientology uses my daughter and ex-wife and son to tell about me. Mm-hmm. And she has done a remarkable job. Her and Jeffrey Augustine, between the two of them, have pretty much documented every single lie that they have told about me. And I am forever grateful to Stephanie for having taken the time to do that when, you know, there was nothing in it for her.
And still isn't.
Yeah. It still isn't. And just doing what she thinks is the right thing to do. So Stephanie is, and she has done the same thing with you, Leah, with the mm-hmm. lies that have been told about you, and generally lies about Scientology. So she has a very special place in our hearts.
Good. Yes, and you know, Mike, a lot of people ask us, you know, what can we do? What can we do? And we tell them, get involved. Just get involved. Yeah. You'll find a way. Pick something that Scientology is doing that you might be passionate about, whether it's the abuse of children, the Sea Org, disconnection, writing your councilmen and women, your senators, your congresswomen, your congressmen, and just pick up an issue and just start doing something. You don't need us to tell you what to do. Just find something that you're passionate about and get in the fight. Get in the good fight and help us. Help victims of Scientology in any way you can. And Stephanie is one of the rare people who actually has done it and continues to do it. I mean, from writing letters to, you know, taking what Scientology says, for example, on their many front groups and their websites and their bullshit. You know, one of the lies of the many lies they told was that they were there at the front lines at 9/11 and they couldn't do it without Scientology. They said that the Red Cross said or whatever. Whoever they try to glom onto. And, you know, Stephanie will write the letter to the Red Cross and say, is this true? I mean, Scientology is saying this and promoting this and disseminating this to the world and to their parishioners. And this is true. And very often she gets a letter back that says that's not true. We never said that.
Right. And in fact, that's the topic that we're going to address.
Yeah, let's
today.
Talk about it.
And before we go on, I just want to say to all those people who wonder, what can you do? Hey, contact Stephanie. You can become a part of the brigade to track down the Scientology lies, and she will publish them on her blog. And I will republish them on mine. And eventually, the news of how Scientology goes about tricking people into apparently supporting them, or not even sometimes tricking them, just using people's names without their permission to try and gain credibility, that will become a thing of the past. That's something that they will no longer be able to.
As well, Mike, the accolades that they receive that are lining the walls of churches of Scientology, you know, from the mayors or this one or that one, you know, they're not even fact-checking these things before they send out some kind of acknowledgement to the Church of Scientology.
Well, Leah, you know, we got to let Stephanie talk eventually, but I just want to say something about that, because when I was the L. Ron Hubbard Personal Public Relations Officer International for the dead L. Ron Hubbard, I was in charge of getting those recognitions for L. Ron Hubbard. You know, the L. Ron Hubbard, it's L. Ron Hubbard Day in Peoria, Illinois on the 13th of March or whatever. And the way that that gets done is literally by volume of letters. You send out requests to every tiny town and city and municipality saying, we would like you to recognize such and such a day as the Way to Happiness Day, or such and such a day as Dianetics Day, or whatever. And there are many places that do this as a rubber stamp. They simply respond and say, oh, we're happy to help you.
How do you get the letters?
How do you get them? What do you mean?
Who writes the letters?
Oh, they just have form. They have a certificate that they stamp, literally a rubber stamp. They have a certificate that says, we declare, and they fill in the
date. I'm saying, how do you get all the letters to send to them that looks like thousands of people are asking for this?
Oh, you just print them off. Like, you just literally have a program that will generate a standard form letter and fill in a different address. I mean, they've had that for a long time. You've been able to do that for a long time. So you just
is that some of the Sea Org busy work?
Yeah, sure. I mean, that was all done by Sea Org members in you know, the LRH Purse Bureau International office, and they just get bulk mailed out, literally, like hundreds at a time.
Wow.
And you get 10 back, and then 10 seems like a whole bunch when you put them on the wall.
Yeah.
It's the opposite of kind of like what I do. I send one letter out to a bunch of people hoping to get one or two back so that I have the truth.
Right.
instead of trying to pull bullshit.
Right.
With hundreds of people.
Sure.
Yep.
Oh my God.
Let's talk about some of these things, shall we?
Alrighty.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Because Stephanie I asked Stephanie, hey, you know, you've been doing this for some time and you've had quite a lot of success. Make a list for me.
Yeah.
Of your greatest hits on this stuff so we can run through them.
Yeah. So let Stephanie go through them. That's great. That's great, you guys. Okay.
What do you want to start with, Mike?
Start with number one.
Oh, all right. Well, that would be the Free Winds. That was in 2019. And I came across their claim that the Free Winds was appointed by the International Maritime Organization to be a training vessel for all the ocean-going different policies and procedures and everything. And I don't know what prompted me. It was just, I think at that point, I was really starting to think, you know, everything they say is probably wrong, so I'm going to check.
Right.
And so I wrote to the IMO And I always provide a link to the actual thing that I'm fact checking so that the person can see it for themselves. I'm not taking anything out of context.
Right.
Here's the whole article. Will you please tell me if this is true?
Okay.
And the woman from the IMO wrote me back and said, no, the IMO has not appointed the Free Winds to carry out any training.
Hmm.
So that was the first thing.
Question. Who is promoting this? Scientology is promoting
Scientology.
That?
It's the Scientology website for the Free Winds.
Okay.
And it's, as far as I know, that claim, even though I've published the email from the IMO, mm-hmm. that claim that they're the training vessel or whatever is still there.
Right. And so I ask you guys, so you're doing all this great work. You're continue to expose Scientology. So who is the entity that's responsible for taking down this, purposeful lie that Scientology perpetuating?
They have no shame. They don't care.
No. Scientology is not going to do it. But I'm saying, is there nothing in the world, let's say, nothing that, no website police, no nothing that says, hey, you can't just be putting this shit up here. You're, claiming to be a church. This is not like, religious beliefs, whether you believe it or not. These are things you're claiming. So, mm-hmm. so the International Maritime Organization would have to be the one to demand Scientology to take this down.
Yes. I've had different businesses that after I have contacted them and made them aware
uh-huh.
that they were in some way being used uh-huh. by Scientology. I have had them contact Scientology and say, stop using us, remove our photograph, don't use our name. I have had that happen.
Right.
I don't know whether the IMO behind the scenes contacted them and said, look, you really shouldn't be doing it. And they just ignored. I don't know.
Right.
But as far as I know, the claim is still there.
Right.
So, and that's kind of has shocked me. You would think that once somebody is publicly caught in such a huge lie, like the one that they attacked you with, uh-huh. of many, with the coffee.
And the Emmys.
Gavina and Sons is not going to go to the Emmys because they're standing up against hate and they're showing Leah Remini what's what.
Right.
Well, that was a bold-faced lie and it was exposed, and yet they still continue to post it.
And I don't know if people know this, but this is back when Mike and I won the Emmy and the Stan League, particularly Ed Parkin, who posts all day and night about me and you, Mike, and yep. everybody who's spoken the truth about Scientology. But he said what Stephanie said. And then the coffee company, I had my publicist contact the coffee company. They sent me this huge package of coffee, which was lovely. And said that's not coffee, and said that that's not true. We weren't doing anything because of COVID, and we just weren't doing anything. I forget what the reason was.
Yeah, that was it. They had made the decision that because of the COVID, they were going
to. But they said it had nothing to do with you. They flat out said it.
They did it.
Have it in writing. I sent it to Stephanie. I don't know if we ever posted that, but we should.
Yeah, we did.
Okay, and you're right. I mean, Scientology just continues to promote and disseminate lies. Okay, what's the next one?
Lee, I'm going to put all of these on my blog and on the podcast website.
Yes.
And all the links to all the stories that Steph has done so that we have one place where everything is sort of collected so that people can start seeing. This isn't just isolated examples. This is just happens over and over and over and over.
Absolutely.
Right. And these are the big things. I mean, they do this all the time, even with the small things. I mean, I wrote something today and posted it on my blog, that everything they say is just dishonest.
What
misleading.
Was today's?
Oh, today, the Exposed Network had posted that the only thing you can level against Scientology, the only accusation you can, is that Scientology...
And it works, it does delivers exactly what it promises.
That's it. And when I saw that, I was like, no, we're not doing this.
Yeah, we're not doing this.
So, that's just an example. It's even the little stuff.
Yes.
You know, but the next big thing for me was during Mark Bunker's campaign in Clearwater for city council seat.
Yep.
Okay. They had used information from a study from the Urban Development League, I think it's
Urban
called.
Urban Land Development.
Land Development, yes. And Scientology was trying to make themselves seem like they were this huge charitable contributor to the city of Clearwater. And they claimed they had charitable contributions of over $131 million to the city. Which, I mean, $131 million is a lot of money for a city the size of Clearwater. Clearwater could probably live off of just those alleged contributions. Yeah. And when I saw that, I was like, again, something doesn't sound right. So I looked at the study, and I'm not like Jeffrey. Jeffrey is amazing with financial stuff.
Yeah,
I'm not. I'm a writer, not math. I can't stand math. So I contacted Dr. Harrington and said, look, here's the thing. Here's the article. Can you please help me understand this? And she wrote back, Dr. Harrington was part of the actual study that they were quoting from.
Okay.
And she said, she said they misquoted. We didn't even collect data on the charitable contributions that Scientologists were making to specific places. This was just a general thing. It didn't say where they actually went. Well, the bulk of these contributions actually went back to Scientology, not to the city. And the actual figure in charitable contributions in the first place was only $58 million, not $131 million.
And that went to themselves.
Yes.
And the bulk of that, that goes from Scientologists back to Scientology. So that was one that I debunked.
Yes.
Because it's bullshit.
I did a little more on this one. This Florida State University study that was commissioned by the Office of Special Affairs in Clearwater, I did a blog post, which I will link to, where I went through and noted all the footnotes that they have in the study of where the source of information that they used is.
Yeah.
And it was
Scientology.
Not just Scientology, Harney and Ben Shaw.
Who are they?
The two people in Office of Special Affairs Clearwater. And they relied on them telling them that there was 10,000 Scientologists in the Tampa Bay region or Tampa Bay area. And they relied on, and they cherry picked, of course. Like, I used to do this for a living. I know how this gets done. You pick out the six people who are the OSA volunteers, who are the trusted people who do everything, and they become the random selection of people to be surveyed and speak to these people who are doing the study. And they assume that they've just gotten six random guys provided by Scientology because they didn't have any way of contacting Scientologists themselves. So they have to go to Scientology and say, can you give us some names of people that we can reach out to? Oh, yes, of course. We have six people here waiting, ready to talk to you. And those people have been briefed and primed. This is what you must say. Here is how you must answer their questions. This is what you got to tell them. And this is where they get these kooky, insane figures that they use.
And lie. I mean, these are lies. These are not
of
real
course.
Figures. Yeah. These are, yes, yeah.
Well, and
they're not even close
not
to
even,
real.
Right. They're not even close to being reasonable.
And now, when you contacted this woman, Dr. Harrington, did Dr. Harrington say, I'm going to have my office call? Okay.
No, it's like, I would. I mean, I guess maybe it's the Irish in me or something, but if somebody was lying about me, I'd be jumping up going, no, here's the truth. And you know, Mike, I just wanted to tie this into your podcast of with Chris Shelton, number 68, because this is what you all were talking about with the false experts as well.
Yeah.
You know, and they're like, well, you know, we had an in, so, you know, we spoke to a Scientologist. No, you spoke to somebody that was prepped and tested and drilled. mm-hmm. on what to say.
So you remembered all this. Yeah,
exactly. You know, so yeah, it's the same thing, and it really ties into that podcast.
Sure. Yeah. All right. What's next on the list?
Well, it ties into what we were just talking about, mm-hmm. The bogus and exaggerated figures. This was the one that was the turning point for me. In March of 2020, Scientology's volunteer ministers released a press release stating how they had humanitarianly gone to the Venezuelan borders mm-hmm. to help the refugees. And what got me was they said five volunteer ministers served 13,000 meals while also caring for 2,000 children. Mm. I have one son. Mm-hmm. That's enough. When he mm-hmm. was a kid, that was enough. Mm-hmm. Five people cared for 2,000 children. Mm-hmm. And I went, oh, hell no. No, this can't be right. No, this is wrong. And this was the one that really catapulted me into trying to find the bottom of this.
Okay.
Their article was very carefully written so that while they mentioned a Catholic charity, they did not mention the name of that Catholic charity. They did say the name of the town that they were in. Mm-hmm. So using that, I looked up any Catholic charities that were dealing with Venezuelan refugees in that area, and I was able to locate Father Perez, who is the head of this
Monsignor.
Home. This, mm-hmm. Yeah, and he's in charge. Mm-hmm. And I contacted him. And I gave him the link and I said, look, this is what's going on. I'd like to know how this is possible. And his response, he was very short and very, you know, very succinct about it. He said, hello, they were visiting the House of Passage. They took a photo of the work, nothing else. I don't know if they even helped with praying. And that was the end of it. And I remember I when I got
bit.
That.
The praying bit is just so classic.
I really, really hate to laugh. I really hate to laugh, okay? Because we're talking about people who were in need of help, who yes. thankfully were rightfully probably helped by this man and his congregation and his church, and not Scientology. But right. So I'm not. I know that help was given where it could be, but it's absolutely maddening to the point where you have to laugh.
Yeah, it
that
is.
They would write it this really on their website. That is, mm-hmm. again, still probably on their websites. Stan League is probably still promoting this. The Volunteers mm-hmm. Ministers website, another front group for Scientology, mm-hmm. is probably still promoting this idea, even though you have this direct quote that they were visiting, they took a photo, nothing else.
Right, nothing else. I don't know if they helped in praying, is what he said. You know, and I did a little bit of, you know, adding things up based on, I went to the diocese for that area and looked up the statistics of the care that this particular house of help for these refugees was doing. Even they, the Catholic Refugee Center, did not put out that much help the way that the volunteer ministers was claiming. The numbers didn't even add up. That comes out over the time. It comes out to millions and millions of meals.
Right.
And even the diocese doesn't say they put out that many meals.
Right, right.
For these refugees. So this kind of segues in. There was actually two uh-huh. issues with this particular press release. The same article, they go on to say that a Father Timoteo from the Greek Orthodox Church of the Holy Family in a place called Barrio Bella Vista, he reached out to the volunteer ministers. That alone just boggles my mind.
Right.
Because he needed help with mattresses and other goods and things to help these refugees. Mm-hmm. And after they came through, he was so grateful, he presented them with a plaque.
And this is being put out by Scientology, right?
And this is in the same article as
Now, when you say article, what is this from?
It's from Scientology, a press release.
Freedom Media Ethics or?
No, they put out these, if you go to, the way I do it now, because I've learned, is if you put in Scientology PR, Scientology News PR, they issue press releases through like the EIN press release site and other press release sites that are not Scientology, but they will issue these press releases, you know, that pat themselves on the back.
Right.
This is how they put out their 9/11 bullshit every year.
Okay.
Somebody writes this article, this press release, and then they issue it through a press release site like EIN.
Gotcha.
That's how I found this one.
By the way, those press release sites you pay for.
Yes,
right.
You do.
Right, yeah. Right.
This is paid press propaganda placement.
Right. Mm-hmm. This is not like a media outlet doing the story on Scientology. No,
no. Yeah, this is not AP.
Yeah.
This is not AP putting out a press release.
Sure.
This is a paid subscription service that bills you based on the number of pickups they get.
Gotcha.
So they get pickups in these little weekly and very local newspaper places that don't have any reporters that just take stuff and put it into a newspaper format. That's where they appear, if anywhere.
So it appears as though it's a news report, right?
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Gotcha.
So that's how these, and in this same one as they just took a photo op and they didn't even help praying, in this same press release, Father Timoteo makes his appearance.
Mm-hmm.
So I wrote to.
And what did he say?
Well, what he is supposed to have done is to, he awarded them a plaque that read in part, for their humanitarian, philanthropic, and spiritual work in integral care to the human beings in the Colombian-Venezuela border area. That got me, because Barrio Bella Vista is located in Santiago, Chile, which is over 2,000 miles from Colombia.
Okay.
That's not the Colombian Venezuela border area.
Got it.
It's 2,000 miles away.
Huh, interesting.
But even more interesting is that I wrote to the Greek Orthodox Church is a branch of the Catholic Church.
Mm.
They're set up like the Roman Catholic Church is. And I knew that they had a diocese or an archdiocese that oversees that area. So I located the Greek Orthodox Archdiocese of America, and that covers that part of South America and part of North America.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked them about this Father Timoteo, and they responded by saying that there is no Holy Family Greek Orthodox Church in Barrio Bella Vista, and there is no Father Timoteo.
Oh, my God. I mean.
Yeah.
So I just, I mean, when if anybody does go to Mike's and follows the links, you'll be able to see the actual responses, because I posted the email, the actual email response that I got from the Greek Orthodox Archdiocese. They were very clear. They don't even have a Holy Family Greek Orthodox Church.
I can't.
Let alone never heard of a Father Timoteo.
Oh my God.
And now that I am just a little bit more familiar with how Scientology phrases things, even the wording for this so-called plaque does not sound like something that a Catholic priest or a Orthodox priest or anybody but a Scientologist would write, because, you know, it says integral care to the human beings in the Colombian border. Well, you know, that's like they might have well said for, you know, their care to the planet.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, they would have probably said for the people, for the refugees.
Right,
you know.
Sure. Sure.
So that it was all kind of just things that didn't sit well with me.
Unbelievable.
No Greek Orthodox Church and no Timoteo, which means no award, no plaque.
Wow. Unfreaking believable. Okay.
I bet there's a plaque.
Oh yeah, you're right.
Oh yeah, yeah. There's a plaque that they made.
You can make those plaques really easy.
Yeah. Apparently there must be an arm of the Sea Org where that's you make plaques.
Yes, yeah. You learn to write calligraphy so that you can make the certificates.
Make plaques. Yeah. Yes, and certificates. Yes.
Yes. All right. Next one.
Okay, May of 2020.
As if that wasn't bad enough.
Yeah.
Mike,
it keeps going.
You and I being accused of inciting murder and How many hate crimes, Stephanie, are we up to now?
We're up to 600.
Got it.
We're up to 600.
Okay.
But I've been taking those apart too.
Okay. I saw. Okay. Next one.
So we're at May of 2020.
Okay.
The VMs are deep into their Stay Well campaign, and they are printing up boxes and boxes of these Stay Well booklets, which is basically just information taken off of the CDC's website.
Mm-hmm.
And they are starting to issue press releases, but they also post these on the Volunteer Minister's website and on their Facebook page and on Twitter. There'll be little captions going, you know, we're making a difference and we're helping and all this.
And these people love us. And the business owners and the community mm-hmm. love us for what we're doing and the amazing Absolutely. Work that the volunteer ministers are doing.
Mm-hmm. That's right. They are the bestest
yeah.
volunteer ministers.
I'm sure they're helping the people in Kentucky as we speak, I'm sure.
Oh, yes.
I'm watching, and I will follow up. So, yeah. OSA, you're on notice.
So we already know that you ain't doing shit. For anybody you know. But yourselves.
Exactly.
Yeah. Anyway, go ahead.
Don't go get in the way. Yeah. Don't go get in the way of these people. They're suffering enough. Please don't show up for photo ops. It's so wrong. But anyway.
Stephanie, they
yes, ma'am.
Will because
I know they, will.
They cannot help themselves.
And they don't care.
I mean, if 9/11 wasn't a moment to pause and say we should not do this, I don't know what is. Apparent by their continued, you know, following L. Ron mm-hmm. Hubbard policy, right? Make
Absolutely.
The PR, show up for the picture and leave
mm-hmm.
and donate
right.
and donate to ourselves. Okay, good. Next one, Steph, sorry.
Here we have a picture of smiling volunteer ministers.
Okay. And the yellow shirts, yeah?
All thumbs up and grinning, holding their Stay Well books at the Cadeau Bakery in Vancouver, British Columbia.
Mm-hmm.
And they had said that these local businesses were accepting their books to give out to their customers because they're all one big happy family and we're all in this together.
And they need Scientology to tell them what the CDC has been telling them for two
right.
fucking years. Okay, go
right.
ahead.
And basically, yes.
Go ahead. Sorry.
So this was another case of there was no name and the picture they used was, I guess the lighting had been adjusted enough that it was very difficult to see the name of the okay. company, but it was on the window.
Okay.
So I went through a photo app and I reversed it to black and white and saw the name Cadeau Bakery. So I contacted them and pointed them in the direction of this press release. And the general manager wrote and said, we're going to ask for our photo to be removed. We are in no way associated with the Church of Scientology. I didn't realize it after they left that this was even associated with them. Mm. They came at a busy time, and I wasn't paying enough attention. We did not hand the pamphlets out in the end. And he further stated that he found the whole situation entirely misleading.
Right.
So he asked to have that photograph removed. And I think it was.
Right.
I think that it was.
And that's what we ask people to do. Just
follow up.
Do something about it.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Because after a while, they'll just realize we can't continue to lie the way we lie.
Right.
But it can't just be us talking to our fucking selves.
Exactly. Amen. Amen. We need everybody to step up and say, hey, this, you know, uh-uh.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Yeah. If people want to know what you can do to help, here you go.
Right.
If I contact you or if somebody else contacts you and say, hey, Scientology's using your name and your business or your person, your employees or whatever, step in and say, knock it off.
Right. Like, thank you to this bakery, right? Who
exactly.
had the guts
Amen.
To do something about it.
Yes.
And these churches that you're referencing, that they didn't ignore your letter, that they know that you're going to expose
mm-hmm.
and say,
right.
this is the statement back. You know, that
right.
takes some guts. That takes some
yes.
courage to do that.
That's right.
All right. Next.
So then we have a similar situation. This was with the Supplement Superstore in St. Louis, Missouri.
Uh-huh.
They also had a stage photo of the smiling volunteer ministers. It's always a thumbs up. Everybody's holding thumbs up.
Sure. Yellow shirts, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yellow shirts. And, well, actually, in this case, they're always in these hazmat suits. These white.
Oh, so they look official.
Yeah, they've got the hazmat suits,
uh-huh.
and they got the masks.
Gotcha.
And I guess the thumbs up is because you can't see the grin, or so I don't know. But anyway, so they're in these white hazmat zip-up suits, you know, and the whole nine yards.
The good old Tom Cruise double thumbs up.
You got it.
Yeah,
you got it.
Got it.
Yep. That's right. Okay. And so I this was another one where I had to try to look through the picture and find the name of the company, but I did.
Good for you.
And they had actually captioned this, the volunteer ministers captioned this photo on their article saying that the shops took sets of the books to share with their customers.
Okay.
So I contacted them, and the district manager he freaked. He got back with me and he said, no, 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 no. The employees had no idea who the volunteer ministers even were or who they were affiliated with. And he said his CEO was going to be furious about that photo.
Right.
And he said he's going to demand the photo get removed. I'm pretty sure they followed up with that.
Right.
And, you know, but he was another one that they were not happy.
Yeah. And shop owners, beware, you know.
Yeah.
You need to ask, who are you affiliated with? Let me see the booklet. What is it? No, yeah. Thank you. We could get this directly
you
could
be given from anything out.
By the way, you could this could we can get this directly from the CDC.
Right.
Thank you.
Because that's all that's in it.
We can get it from any local church, any morals and little booklets that we by the way, people don't need to be taught by you.
Right. Exactly.
You're assuming nobody knows. Don't take drugs.
Brush your teeth.
Brush your teeth. Be temperate, Mike.
Do unto others. Okay.
I'm not saying we apply it, but I'm just saying neither does the Church of fucking Scientology. I can tell you that.
You got that right.
And the reason for their being there is not to disseminate, you know, basic morals, just to remind people to be good people. They're doing it for this reason only, for a photo op. Why,
exactly.
You ask, would they want a photo op? Because it makes them legit. Because then other people go, oh, I mean, they must be really doing good things. We should accept them. We should show up to their ribbon cutting thing.
Mm-hmm.
We should align ourselves with these lunatics. You know,
right.
And it's used to keep people like me in. They show these things and I'm like, wait, the world's accepting Scientology? You know, I should stop doubting it. Look at this mayor. Look at this bakery. Look at this person.
Yeah.
And that's what it's used for.
And fundraising.
And well, that's the real reason, Mike. All right. Go ahead, Stephanie. Sorry.
So now we are at the when the explosion happened. This is Scientology's disgusting habit of jumping onto human tragedy to further their own agenda.
Right.
And it pisses me off. The explosion that happened in Beirut, Lebanon. Mm-hmm. They issued an announcement, they on Twitter, they posted a picture of the Lebanese Red Cross, and they said that the Red Cross was Scientology's partner at this explosion site. And so I contacted the Lebanese Red Cross. Honestly, I wasn't sure whether I was going to get a response because this was overseas, and I don't have good luck with the overseas organizations yet, but they actually responded. And again, I just posted the entire email in full that can be seen on the article I wrote about this. But the Red Cross said, no, that we have no partnership with Scientology at all.
Right.
You know, but this was just another way of dismissing a legitimate organization's work and hijacking it for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
After that, they had two more that I caught them in of the fake photo ops with the Stay Well books. That was the Caribou Coffee Company and Speedway. Speedway is kind of a West Coast convenience store, gas station kind of a place. And they had posted an article stating that they were also partnering with the volunteer ministers to pass out these books. And Speedway demanded their photo be removed from Scientology's press release.
Good for you, Speedway.
And Caribou Coffee also said, no, we had nothing to do with this. We didn't, you know, we had nothing. We're not giving out these books.
Okay, good.
After that, then I caught them. This one was kind of fun, I have to admit. They had issued an announcement that they were, in the midst of all this pandemic, they're still doing their charitable works for the community that they, and I quote, fanned out across the area in Seattle, near the iconic Space Needle for a community street cleanup as part of Seattle's Adopt a Road program. Well, I took the picture that was on the attached to this announcement, and I went to Google Maps. Mm-hmm. And instead of being outside the Space Needle or even near the Space Needle, they were just outside of Scientology's front door in Seattle. So I posted the pictures showing that this is where they were. And then I contacted Public Utilities in Seattle, and they said that due to the pandemic, there had been no scheduled cleanup during that time, and there wasn't going to be one for the foreseeable future.
Right. And did you let them know? Did you let them know that Scientology was claiming? Okay.
And I was interested. I have to say, they did this twice. The Way to Happiness Foundation did this one, not the volunteer ministers.
And this is a Scientology, another Scientology front group.
Yeah. It is. And the Way to Happiness group all repeated the same claim of cleaning up Seattle streets in October of 2020, which was just a couple months after this first one.
Right, which was in August of 2020.
Yes, which was in August. And again, Public Utilities denied it and said that they had apparently still had some bags and stuff from the last legitimate cleanup that had been held. But I was interested in the Public Utilities response, because it seems like they were being very careful. I don't think they want to upset Scientology.
Right.
They were being, they do participate, and, you know, when we do have them, and, you know, maybe they had these bags and this cleanup gear from one of the former ones, and, you know, but they didn't come out and say, no, they're lying.
Right. Even though they said that they were at this location and they weren't.
Absolutely. And provided them with the link so they could see themselves.
Okay, so they're bullshit. Okay, next one.
Right. Uh-huh. Then we have this one. It was a Staywell performance again, and they tried to use a Kansas City restaurant who, when I contacted them, were furious and immediately insisted I remove their name from my article, and they said they were going to remove, they were going to get to Scientology and insist that they remove their photograph. It was a restaurant, and so I did, out of respect for them, I removed the name. And you know, but this was the reaction, and they were proactive with, no, you knocked that off.
Right, good.
So then after that one, there was a long time. There was almost a year where I felt like maybe I had actually
affected some change. Yeah,
I thought so, because all of a sudden there was no more U.S. press releases. They were all overseas. And they have one where, Mike, I don't know whether you know anything about the Pro Civi Co.
The fuck is
it's
that?
An Italian. It's a Scientology front group in Italy, and apparently they are trained in first response or something, or civil defense. That's it. They're a civil defense group, and they're supposedly trained, you know, in civil defense protection, and they're on the site of the earthquakes and things like that over there. I contacted the civil defense department over there asking about this, and I've done it several times, and they will not respond to me. Huh. Because I said, you know, they're saying that they're trained,
right?
And I want to know, you know, what is this training involved? You know, how do you train for this? And are they really part of this? But they have this whole, they've got their own shirt, so that definitely makes them legit, because they have the shirt. You know, but it's like pro dot civi dot cos dot s.
Mike, you think this is probably another Scientology front group in Italy?
Oh, absolutely.
Because if they're not responding, yeah. That's what it is, Stephanie.
But if Steph is contacting the government agency, like the Civil Defense Department or whatever,
I am.
Maybe what we need, Steph, is to have one of our Italian people reach out to them.
That would be awesome.
You know, like, there's a bunch of people that comment on my blog often who are in Ooh. Italy, and I know some people over there, so we'll see.
Oh, that would be awesome. If we can
get this one unmystified a
little. Yes, exactly. All right, until then, so like Steph was saying, there was nothing really from November 2020 to May 2021. What happened in May?
So in May 2021, they made the mistake of posting a photograph of them.
They didn't make the mistake.
they're doing, as far as I'm concerned,
they're doing what Scientology does, my love. Yes, yes.
That's
right
true.
On course. Yep.
Right on course.
Maybe somebody, Mike, was being reprimanded. Maybe old Edward Parkin was put on the rehabilitation project force for a couple of months. And he's back at it.
He's disappeared, though.
And he's now he's back. Oh, no, he's back. He's back. Maybe he's just bigger and better than ever now. That he's been severely adjusted. His reality has been adjusted, Mike. And he's back at it. Back at it.
Yep.
May of 2021, mm-hmm. they issued a release stating that the Tampa police have joined the information campaign.
Oh.
And that the Tampa police were going to be handing out the stay ball booklets.
Oh.
So I don't know who, but somebody contacted the Tampa police. And it turned out to be a lie. Because
that
city
wasn't
of Tampa,
you?
Oh, yeah, it was me.
Okay. I got excited. I thought maybe one other person was doing something about it, Steph. All right, go ahead.
No. I filed a Freedom of Information Act with the city of Tampa. And they responded to me that the officer in the photo was handed the box. And we do not distribute literature from external sources. So that was bullshit. So the Tampa police were not giving out stay well booklets. And now we are up to 9/11.
Thank you, by the way, to the Tampa Police Department for responding publicly.
Yes.
We appreciate that.
Absolutely.
Okay, November 2020.
Yeah, it was 2021.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, lie to date. Go ahead.
Every year on the anniversary of 9/11, Scientology issues these bullshit press releases in which they say things like, "We honor the first responders." And then you read the article and there isn't a first responder mentioned. It's all Scientology.
Right.
There's no honoring of first responders. It's all about, "Oh, we did this and we did that." Well, I got sick of it this year when I saw it. And I said, you know what? I've checked everything else. I'm going to check this. And I actually spent an entire week filing Freedom of Information Act requests. I went to Department of Homeland Security, the FBI, the City of New York Police, the Fire Department, FEMA. There was a couple of, who else did I do? But anyway, it took me a week to get all of these requests out.
Okay.
And I was asking, I just basically was like, anything.
Yeah.
If you
yeah.
have any interaction between your department and Scientology, I want to know.
Right.
I don't care if you said bless you when one of them sneezed. I want to know.
Yeah.
And there was an article that Scientology released that states that they were given clearance to be at Ground Zero within hours of the attack. And I knew that had to be bullshit.
Right.
It had to be. Even if I didn't know about the emails that had leaked from Scientology during that time, in which they say that they went past the barrier, they snuck themselves in uh-huh. past the barriers when the police tried to keep them out. I mean, I know that that's out there, but even if I didn't know that, I knew that that had to be bullshit. It was such a chaotic time. And the government, the military had cracked down so quick.
Mm-hmm.
We lived at the time, my husband and I lived not far from Andrews Air Force Base. We were used to a lot of air traffic. We lived in the D.C. area. There's Reagan National Airport, there's Dulles, and there's Andrews Air Force Base. So there was a lot of air traffic. And right after that happened, the skies were empty. And you don't realize what that's like until it actually happens. And my husband had actually had someone work who one of his employees working at the Pentagon when it was hit, and they couldn't you know, there was just so much security and everything going on. I could not imagine that Scientologists were given clearance, and that was what I had specifically asked Department of Homeland Security and FEMA.
Sure,
I received the response from FEMA that said they had no records at all of any interaction between them and Scientology. I don't know who else could have authorized any sort of clearance at that
Nobody
time.
Nobody authorized shit to Scientology.
We know that, but I wanted to see it in writing.
Sure.
They also make the claim that they were given an award, the Medal of Valor. Uh-huh. Now, what is interesting is when they first made this claim, that Medal of Valor supposedly came from the New York Fire Department. Sure. That was quickly debunked. Apparently, they had a Scientologist who was like an honorary fire person from New York. And he's the one who actually bestowed this so-called honor on Scientology. But at the time, it was
an
also
individual
debunked.
Can bestow another individual,
no,
or a church or an organization calling itself a church.
Well, he had no
honor.
No, he
exactly.
No.
So I just don't want to imply that
that's where that actually came from. But just to be certain, I wrote to the fire department, mm-hmm. the New York Fire Department, and I asked them about this so-called Medal of Valor. There's no record of it at all. So then I looked; they had written an attack piece against Tony Ortega, mm-hmm. and they had said in there that they had won the Medal of Valor 20 years ago from the New York Police Department instead of the Fire Department.
Mm.
So either they got two medals, no, they forgot who gave them the medal, no, mm-hmm. or they're lying out their ass. That's my money
yes.
right there.
Ding, ding, ding.
So I have filed a Freedom of Information Act request with the New York Police Department, but the response that I've gotten is that they need extra time because of the pandemic. They're short on staff.
Understood.
They've got a lot going on. So I have not received an actual confirmation of that left yet. But my guess is because they felt the need to change who awarded it to them.
Yes.
Since they got busted the first
sure.
time.
Yes.
You know, that this is just as much bullshit.
And listen, it is plausible that 20 years ago, before everything, the truth about Scientology was coming out. Mike, it could be true that Scientology finagled some kind of award out of
somebody.
Yeah, somebody.
Yes,
yes. Yes.
And this is—I was just going to say this because Steph raised this point about someone who was like an honorary volunteer, something mm-hmm. or other. And
yes.
this is typical. This
yes.
is what Scientology does. They
mm-hmm.
find a person.
Mm-hmm.
who has no actual authority,
mm-hmm.
but is a firefighter or
yeah.
is a police officer.
Sure.
They get that person to give them an endorsement of some description.
Yes.
And commonly what they do is they do a video interview with the person and say, oh, well, you know, did you notice that there were these people in yellow shirts down there? Oh, yeah, we really appreciate their help.
Right.
That then becomes... in Scientology
yes.
speak,
yeah.
the New York City Fire
yes.
Department or the
yes.
NYPD has mm-hmm. officially endorsed the volunteer ministers as their partners in dealing with X, Y, or Z.
Yeah, and I'm not saying they weren't there, but just like you said, Mike, they sneak in, they take a photo, and they leave. And people like, you know, hey, here's some water. We bought some things for you guys, you know, that cost them $25 maybe. Or half that because they're a tax exempt organization, and they leave, and
yes.
you know. So I'm not going to say that they're not going to produce a picture or two. And then the other thing I want to just say, Mike, is you know when I was in Scientology, I was giving you know sponsoring firefighters through Tom Cruise's charity, the New York Detox, and
yep.
we were told that you know we're putting firemen and first responders through Scientology's purification rundown, and we were literally saving their lives. And, you know, to sponsor a fireman or a first responder was $40,000, which, you know, I think I sponsored 10 myself. And I really believe, Stephanie, and to everybody out there, that I was helping these men and women who were being diagnosed with lung cancer and bronchitis.
Neurological disorders.
Yes, yeah. And, you know,
Leia,
we're getting...
Leia, do you think that the money that you donated to sponsor these men, do you think they even saw it?
No. And I don't think that they were, you know, real when I think about it, Mike and Stephanie, because, mm-hmm. you know, there were so many events. Never met a one of them. I did get a plaque and a fireman's... a helmet, a plaque. I did. I'll take a picture of it. And listen, I'm not saying that maybe somebody went through this program and got some relief from this program, but it's highly toxic. It's highly dangerous. It shouldn't be used other than, you know, under doctor's care, which they don't do. I'm not saying that somebody maybe went in and felt much better who was not affected severely being there, ground zero. So I don't even know the circumstances of which I received this award, right. And who it was and what her, what his circle, but I never met them, Mike. I never, at an event, at a New York detox event, I never met the men and women I supposedly helped.
Right.
It's interesting that you should mention that helmet.
Yeah. Why?
Leah, because our brother, L. Ron Hubbard, received the honorary New York City firefighter's helmet as well, is the claim. Except that he didn't. So I'm wondering where all these helmets came from.
You can get them at the souvenir shops.
That's what I'm thinking. In the course of this discussion...
Because it's like something I really kind of cherish. You know what I mean? It's like front and center in my office. Like, I really do cherish it. Yeah.
You sleep with it?
If I could, I would. But,
hard.
But the thing is, the other thing that I just want to mention about this, we're talking about medals, and Mike, you should put this up too. You know, L. Ron Hubbard and Scientology still disseminating that L. Ron Hubbard was a Purple Heart recipient. He never received that. He, you know, this wasn't going clear. It's been exposed many, many times. Scientology, Sea Org members, employees pretend to be part of our military. They have military uniforms. The organization is structured as a military operation with insignia and, you know, the same, what is it, Mike? The, you know, ensign.
Campaign and, ribbons and ranks and ratings and all of that stuff. Yeah.
Well, military cosplay.
Yes, yes. And you should put that up, Mike. You know, the
continue.
Because many people have exposed Scientology and L. Ron Hubbard for this. I mean, they should just be ashamed of themselves. Or let's get to the next one.
This is the stolen valor that I was upset about that they're doing with 9/11. It's the same thing. Because by them putting themselves forward like this, they're diminishing the sacrifice and the suffering that these real first responders have gone through since then. You know, and the loss of the people, you know... This is tantamount, in my opinion, to Miscavige just profiting from the death of thousands of people, and I cannot stand it. But during the conversation that I was having on my Twitter account about this 9/11 stolen valor thing, a person that is apparently a Scientologist jumped in and said, "You don't know what you're talking about." Here's, you know, even L. Ron Hubbard has gotten all of these awards, and he posted this link to this page from L. Ron Hubbard with all of these supposed accolades and awards and recognitions that Hubbard had gotten.
Okay.
And honestly, I started with the first one, and I've tried to go down this list and find the truth about each one, but some of them are like, they're so old that the organizations don't exist anymore. They might be overseas, so they've been absorbed into something else. But I was able to discover that there was one where Hubbard allegedly got one of those helmets.
Oh, that's right. That's what it says here.
Yeah, and it's on the plaque. It says, "To our brother L. Ron Hubbard, from your brothers at the New York City Fire Department, we honor you with this helmet, a symbol of our motto to protect life and property." And I contacted, once again, since I had had good luck with the battalion chief of the fire department with the first question about the Medal of Valor, I contacted a battalion chief again and asked him about this. I sent him the picture of it and the part out of that website. And he again said, "We have no record of this."
I wonder if mine is real now.
No, yours is probably as phony. You know, I don't know whether they came in the Cracker Jack boxes when I was a kid. But yeah, this
it says it right here. It says a hero saves another from the World Trade Center 9/11 rescue recovery workers and families. That's what it says on mine.
And they're supposed to have presented this to you through Scientology?
Yes.
I wonder if I should file another Freedom of Information Act and find out where
you
your
should because
helmet
this
came
would
from.
Be really disgusting to find out that it wasn't real.
I don't think it's real. All I can say for sure is that Hubbard's helmet is bullshit because there is no record with the New York City Fire Department of that award.
Okay.
And along that, same line in that same article, there was also supposedly an official recognition from Scotland Yard for Hubbard's humanitarian legacy. Okay. And I filed another Freedom of Information request with the Metropolitan Police Service, and they responded that they have no record of such a recognition of that either.
Wow.
So that covers everything and all the big
ones. And some of these things are so absurd. Why Scotland Yard would be recognizing L. Ron Hubbard for his humanitarian work is just nonsensical. There's not even any logic to it. I mean, Scotland Yard was part of the British government efforts to get Hubbard kicked out of the country. So
why would they? Well, see, that didn't make any sense to me. I did know that, and that's one of the reasons why I chose that one. I did try. There are a couple from the NAACP on that list that have apparently awarded Hubbard. Uh-huh. And I have tried to contact them. I have not been successful. But I just don't understand how, given some of the things that Hubbard wrote and said, the NAACP or any other affiliated group would have awarded him any sort of award.
They had
or
no idea.
Right.
They may well have given that award, and it's the same thing as what happened with FSU. They got cherry-picked with a bunch of information that got provided to them, and they just accept it and go, okay, well, this is good. Like, one thing that I also wanted to say, just in regard to this general topic, there have been a few officials who have gone out of their way to publicly support Scientology. And the most recent one was that general in Colombia who pinned a medal on David Miscavige.
Mm-hmm.
And he had no authority to do what he had no authority to give that medal, whatever. But now he's under investigation for fraud.
Of course. Right. Yeah.
And the other one who was a very, very prominent mouthpiece for Scientology was the former sheriff of LA County, Lee Baca.
Right.
He would appear on their floats. He'd go to their events. He'd glad hand with Miscavige. He was all, and he's in federal prison now.
Right. Right.
Well, state, state. I don't know which one it is.
He's in prison. You know,
he's in prison.
He's where he should be.
Being corrupt.
Right. Yeah. Right.
And
well, they keep Scientology keeps quoting New York mayors and things from the 9/11 time, you know, saying that they were so wonderful during that time. And yet the only mayor I can find or person in charge at that time, he's in trouble right now under investigation, or he's had some trouble as well. And I just don't see it happening.
Right. Well, listen, I got to tell you, listen, if you are a business owner or you are, work in a police department, you know, you're a real church. Start paying attention to the people in the hazmat suits that are Scientologists, to the yellow jackets, to the yellow shirts, and just know what you're aligning yourselves with and do your research. And if you still decide that you want to take a picture and be used by Scientology to destroy people's lives, then that's on you. Stephanie, we wish there were more people like you. I mean, listen, those of you who are listening, we often say this, and I guess I'll say it again. Your support means a whole lot to us, just listening to us, watching our shows, our programs, reading the books that ex-Scientologists send out, write. You supporting them is huge. People supporting the Aftermath Foundation by volunteering their time, by offering up their homes, their services, their therapists. So you guys do a lot. We're saying for those who don't and keep asking us.
Exactly.
You know,
help Stephanie.
This is a person. She's just somebody who God blessed us with. Honestly, it was that we just were lucky enough to have somebody care enough in the way that she does to do what she does. I mean, this is she doesn't get paid. She doesn't get a freaking T-shirt from us. She don't get, a mug with the Aftermath or Fair Game
to drink my coffee from.
You don't get a People Puzzler sweatshirt. Nothing.
I get nothing. I get Jack.
I get nothing. but gee, we
get satisfaction.
We are, and thank you. Listen, you're a good person who does the work because you know because it's the right thing to do. We can't thank you enough. Yep. As well, your husband for supporting you in doing this, and we thank you, really. Thank you from the bottom of our
heart. I'm
happy
to do it.
If someone wants to help you, how do they how do they reach you?
I've had people, I mean, you can, my email address is on my blog, and
okay,
it's,
good.
You know, and I've got my Twitter account, and people have sent me DMs saying, what can I do? And I just, yesterday, I had someone from England contact me, and, you know, write letters, you know, be heard, be a voice.
And just be careful, know? Steph, because there's a lot of people, like, from Scientology who will reach out pretending to be part of the thing, and you know, the only way you just do some your due diligence on them and know, you know, who they are, you could tell, right? You could, they could be under an assumed name.
I hope so. I could tell who that the man sitting across from me in Clearwater and recording me on his phone and his laptop when I was there, I could tell that wasn't normal.
Well, listen, how you know is by their actions.
That's right.
Right? So prove to me, listen, people contact us all the time pretending to have this, that, the other thing. We say, hey, you know, have you gone public? No, thank you.
Mm-mm.
No, thank you. So again, thank you to all of you who continue to support this podcast and our show that you could see on Netflix and supporting those who are doing the work like Tony Ortega and Chris Shelton and Jeffrey Augustine and Karen De La Clairiere, like, there's Amy Scobie, there's the Headleys, like, you know, people can, but we're all
Mary
in,
Kahn,
you know, we were all in, Mary Kahn, yes. Mm-hmm. But to people like you, Stephanie, who Mike said at the top of the show here, you have no dog in this fight. And
no, but I have to say, I've gotten a lot out of this myself personally. I really have. I mean, I've met some incredible people. I mean, you and Mike, and I met Aaron Smith-Levin. You know, I met the Headleys in that was like the biggest highlight of my life, to go down to Clearwater. I drove 9.5 hours over 2 days to get down there.
Yeah.
And I just met the nicest people. And now, you know, I like to be able to say, because I have people that have contacted me, you know, what's Mike really like? What's Leah really? I said, well, you know, I can't speak for Leah because, you know, I never met you personally. But I said, you know, they're the nicest people. I said, my interactions, I don't know what Scientology's problem is.
Well, you know what Scientology's problem is, Stephanie.
Well, I do, but
the truth,
truth.
Yeah.
You know, but I just have been so blessed. I've been so lucky to stumble upon this mission or this, whatever this is, you know, I enjoy catching them in their lie. I'm not going to lie. I, whenever I get an email that says, like no, little, we don't know anything about this, I sit there and I just laugh. I go, oh my God, I did it again.
Yes, you know, and so it's amazing. You should be proud of yourself, you know, because it this is not what you do. You know what I mean?
No.
So it's thank you for all that you do. And I hope that we can get some people supporting you and doing the same, because if we all do this work, guys, and it doesn't just reach to Scientology, I'm saying in general, pick an injustice and do something about it, because like Stephanie said, when you know you're doing your part and you can, you don't need a college degree. You don't need to be this. You don't need to be that. You can affect some kind of positive change in the world. As geeky as that sounds, if just a small portion of us can, you know, who were not active in this area, start to get active, we can maybe start doing something about the injustices of the world.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Anyway,
on
that note, thank you all. Amen is right. Adore you, Stephanie. Thank you again. I just sent
you guys rock.
I just sent you the picture. You rock. I just sent you the picture of my hopefully real award.
Don't hold your breath, Leah. I have a feeling I'm going to puncture that bubble for you.
You don't understand, Stephanie. I used to read the success stories from these men and women who I was sponsoring through this program. Yeah. And, you know, I would sit there and cry and think, I'm really helping somebody. And I'm really helping, you know, a hero, you know, because I do see police officers and firefighters and first responders as heroes. I'm not saying, you know, it's not a flawed system. I'm not talking about, you know, racist cops. I'm not talking about, you know, people who are murdering innocent Black people.
Right.
I'm talking about, you know, what generally these men and women stand for. And I respect the crap out of them and what they do. The same for our military men and women. And, you know, so it did mean something to me to give that kind of money. That's on top of the other big chunks of money that I've given to Scientology front groups like the like we're talking about today, from these staged statistics and fake news from Scientology. And this is what, you know, the big whales of Scientology are, think they're giving to.
Yep.
You know, you talk about Nancy Cartwright giving what, how much, $200
million? $1 million. But think about this, Leah. Think about the, just for yourself, how much money that you've donated for these supposed causes, you know, for these law enforcement or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then look at the picture, for example, that's on the web of the check that Scientology presented to the LA Police Department.
Activities League?
Yeah, it's 30 grand.
Right.
Where's the rest of the money?
Right. Well,
you know.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's in Scientology's bank account. That's where
exactly.
It is. Yeah, yeah,
exactly.
You're right.
So,
$30,000 for a $3 billion organization with tax exempt status.
I have a feeling, Leah,
that
the New York Fire Department did not honor you. I'm sorry.
Okay. Thank you.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. Listen, I don't actually need the recognition now. I get it. I get it in other ways, but it's just something I was very proud of. It has been in my home since I received it. And I am proud of it. You know, I mean, anyway, I raised a lot of money for that too. Despite giving my own money, I raised a lot of money for first responders who were supposedly affected there at Ground Zero to go through the Scientology program, and raised a lot of money. I just know that one day it'll come back to them. You know what I mean? And we just got to continue to hit the pavement. We got to continue fighting the good fight and doing all what we can do. Anyway, thank you again.
Thank you.
Adore you.
Thank you all.
Okay, honey. Let me know. Let me know what you find out.
Hello.
And we're going to have all this up on the website and on the fairgamepodcast.com and Mike Rinder's blog. And Steph, your blog is what?
Confront and Shatter on WordPress.
Love it. Confront and Shatter. Thank you, my darling.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Talk soon.
Bye.
Bye, babies.